Okay, here he is, A-Ray, St. Louis. Oh, my gosh. It was looking good, and then heat race.
It was bad, yeah. Dude, I got good starts tonight.
You did. Yeah. Heat race was really good.
Yeah, heat race was really good, but then it just went up shit creek after that.
Yeah, exactly what happened?
I feel like I just hit a notch on the top of that over-under, and it just shot me left, man. It just grabbed and shot me left, and I landed on the side of the track and soft stuff, and I just came to a complete stop. You know, I did a U-turn, got back on the track, did a lap or two, then watched the front and crashed. So had a bad gate pick for LCQ, but I didn't want to get outside, man, on that LCQ. I had been watching starts, and everybody had been pushing wide, and so I took a chance, and I got the gate all the way on the inside.
That was a hot topic of discussion up in the press box, was your inside gate pick for LCQ, which ended up getting you to that left side of the rhythm, which helped you.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing you got to look for. I was all the way on the inside. I was pretty far inside on the heat race, and it worked out for me. I was like, shit, let's take a chance, go even further inside. So it worked out. I got a good jump, got, you know, past the guys on the right, and yeah, so my theory was it was two lefts, or right. Three lefts, yeah. No, four lefts, and I was on the inside, so I was like, I'm going to be on the inside of these guys, and I'm not going to get pushed to the bales. So that was my logic behind it, and it worked out. Main event went good, felt all right for 12 minutes, and then 12, 13 minutes or so, and then, you know, I just started getting lapped, and a lot of the lines just went to the middle, and yeah, I just needed to get that one out of the way. I'll feel more comfortable next week.
So, been training your ass off.
Yes.
How did that come into play for your main event?
You know, like at the start of the main event, you know, like even last year, I usually, like after an LCQ, I'd feel tired. Like, okay, well, shit, like I got fucking 20 minutes to go. But I actually felt pretty peppy, you know, at the start of the main, and I felt like I pushed at the beginning pretty good. You know, yeah, I mean, I beat some good guys tonight, so, I was like, what, 19th? But still, man, in a stacked field, I mean, I beat Reed and Dakotas, and, you know, a few guys. I don't know what happened to them. But yeah, you know, I just tried to, you know, sprint at the beginning, see where I was, and, you know, just have a good race and get through it. You know, the track was gnarly tonight, and I just wanted to keep it on two wheels.
You were a 10 in fantasy.
Yeah.
And
I needed to get 18th. Did I need to get 18th?
Yeah.
Damn.
But you did managing and improving on a lot of people. Actually, didn't think you were going to make the main. I was the only one in the press box say he got a fourth. You got a fourth.
Yeah.
And of course, Steve jumps on the bandwagon and says, "I knew it." Right.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was skeptical over here, but I guess a little bit of home life played in it.
Yeah. We met some.
We met the new one.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Well, I mean, it's fine.
All right. So we met the new one. She's cool. I feel like we're in a good spot there. So that's why you made the main, and we're gonna keep this sucker rolling, right?
Yeah.
And we're gonna. Shit. Pops is here.
Oh, Pops is here. He's fucking. He's cracking the whip, dude. He's dissecting everything. He's got time screenshotted. He's freaking looking at the bike. He's freaking.
Was he doing the dartfish too?
Yeah. He's on top of that too. And dartfish. Him and Brian McDonald. You know, he's into it. You know, he doesn't like watching because he gets stressed out.
Okay.
He stays at the truck during qualifying and the races and everything.
Yeah.
But he watches on his phone and he watches the times and stuff. So yeah, I mean, he knows where I need to be. He knows what I need to work on, and yeah, he gets pretty. I mean, he's the most mellow guy. He comes at it a little different. You know what I mean?
Oh no, I know. I'm seeing him talking about tread tires and
tread tires. Yeah. And
want to try some front tires?
Yeah,
and
he's like, get a freaking knife out. And
so when do you fly home?
I fly home Monday, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, staying back with the lady for a day.
No, she flies home. She flies home tomorrow afternoon. I'm gonna get some breakfast with her, but. We're going to actually head home. It's my nephew's birthday. So I haven't, you know, I live pretty close to here. So family's like, hey, you're staying an extra day. So I said, okay.
Okay, Anaheim too. You're going to do it?
Of course.
All right. See ya.
Yeah.
All right, Kay Clayson, St. Louis. Look it. Let's just start this conversation off right. Better than last week.
Do you have any idea how many times I've heard that in the last hour? Like, I am ready to put my head through the wall because I've heard the same statement so many
it's
times.
It's positivity. And it's actual truth.
Yeah, I guess.
You did better. You qualified 26th. You had a little bit of rough go in the rhythm section in your practice. Mm-hmm. I came in, we talked a little bit. I think you already knew what you needed to do.
Oh, I did.
So, and you actually, okay. So, Cade, there's a rhythm section before the finish line. Guys were tripling.
And Cade was too scared to do it.
Yeah, but then he almost quadded out. So, take us through your day. Take us, what do you need to work on? What's up?
I just, like, I have speed. Like, I'm like, during the week, I'm like, less than half a second slower than Alex. And then when I get here, it's like, way off.
Why is that?
I feel like it's just the comfortability of, like, at being at the race and, like, learning a new track and stuff. So that's why I've been trying to, like, explore and just go to new places. Like, I went to 3 different tracks this week. I went to 3 different tracks the week before that. Like, just trying to be somewhere different each day. That way I can just show up and try and get comfortable, you know, as fast as I can. And which I feel like I'm getting – obviously, I got better at it.
Right.
And I showed up today, and I first practice I felt really good. But then the second practice, I didn't really progress. I got faster, but I just did the same kind of exact things. And the third practice, I went out and changed a whole bunch of things where I feel like if I would just make small increments throughout the day and get slightly better each time, that would be much easier on myself.
So what about your starts? Can we talk about that?
Well, the heat race start, I had my revs way too high. And I, like, wheelied, and then I kind of clipped the side of Cunningham, and then I was game over. And then I was, like, just trying to, like, ride good laps, and I clipped a hay bale and fell. And then I got up, and some kid annihilated my handlebars, and just, I kid you not, I had no throttle. My right hand, like, right side of my bar was almost touching my shroud.
Oh, my God.
So I just started running to get back to the rig to change bars, and then the LCQ, I mean, there was not a whole lot I could do. I was the second gate from the outside, and I had Brayton right next to me. Him and I had a good jump. He just had a slightly better one. And then when he moved over, I had nowhere to go, you know.
Honestly, I thought he would get the whole shot. He didn't even get the whole shot.
No,
so.
I mean, we were way out there.
Right.
So, I mean, we kind of – I had to make the best of, you know, the situation I was in. And then, like, man, like – I'm not the fastest dude out there, you know, like I'm not going to go from 15th to 4th in an LCQ with that many dudes who are good,
right?
You know, so.
If you could take away one thing from when you left, obviously not willingly, the time you came back, has anything changed?
I mean, I feel like I was more comfortable then. Like today I was just like, I was scared to do that rhythm because I was scared to just sit into the 3 in the middle of it because it was like that a weird pocket. And
right.
I did it, and I was just fine. But it's just, like, the comfortability of doing it for the first time. It's just kind of scary, and I just need to get over that. And, you know, when I get to a lot of practice tracks, the pockets are so round that, you know, you can sit into anything. When you get to a race, it's not like that, and it's just trying to be comfortable.
So explain that, I guess, for people listening to this, the pocket. I mean, I know what you're talking about. Is it a notchy feeling? What is it? What's different between the race and then the practice tracks?
So, like, at the races, they make the transitions, like, almost square. So, like, the bottom, you hit, like, this. It's almost like a little wall. So, you get, like, this weird pop. I don't know. That's why sometimes you'll see, like, guys get kicked real funny. Where at the practice track, since we've done so many laps, they get round, like, you know, super round. So, they're, like, very smooth and consistent. And they're way easier at the practice track. So, you know, it's just...
What are we going to work on this week then? What are you going to do to make yourself better for A2?
Starts and sprints. Okay. A lot of both. All
right.
I mean, I worked with Greg Albertson a lot before the season, and even he's like, man, if you could just get in the main, you'd do fine. Because I got, you know, we were doing 25s, you know, a couple times a week, and like, I never had any issues with it. You know, obviously I'm not going as fast as I'd like to be, so that's kind of something we have to work on. Like, fitness isn't really an issue for me when right now I mean if I'm not making the main, there's no reason for me to even be fit. You don't have to be fit to do 8 minutes, you know. So I need to get as comfortable as possible doing heat races and, you know, practice times.
All right, less depression, more positivity.
I'm happy, you know, I'm happy to be here. I just, you know, like, I just expect a lot of myself, you know. I don't like crashing, you know. I had 2 crashes in the last practice, and those are the first 2 I've had, you know, in the first 2 weekends. So that sucks, but I mean, I guess that means I'm trying to, like, push it a little bit. So
yeah, and I feel like you kind of conquered that rhythm section after that, right? Like, you got comfortable, you crashed, and you were good.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that's the stupid thing is I was just, the first time I did it, I was just so tense. If I would just loosen up and believe in myself a little bit, it would be easy. But for some reason, I just have trouble doing that the first time I do stuff. So like I said, I just got to get over that feeling and believe in myself a little bit more when I jump stuff.
Okay, watch. He's going to be like 22nd in qualifying A2. Watch.
Thanks.
Okay.